Welcome to the Live Your Best Marriage podcast. I'm your host, Whitney Shayo.
And I'm your host, Bessa Shayo.
And of course, this is the place where we believe that all the couples out there have a chance to have a long-lasting and happy marriage together.
Oh yes, every couple has a chance to be awesome and also to be fulfilling.
That's right. And we love comments and questions from you guys, so you can always reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And I'm also at Pessa Shayo.
And of course, you can like us on Facebook,
which is Facebook.com/ Live Your Best Marriage.
Or you can go to the blog where it all started, which is liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Oh, yeah.
So today we have 5 communication tips for you guys and communication.
5 communication tips that helped.
That can totally help. That help our marriage, but also yes. Can help anybody's marriage. And
because they really helped our marriage.
Yes. And communication is just one of those huge issues. If you go to any marriage blog, communication is always the top choice there. The top option that you can go to, because the way we interact with one another is just, I mean, that's just one of the biggest parts of marriage. And so,
and just the way we interact, yes. We'll decide if we're going to have a full blown out fight, or we'll just be holding hands and just smiling, having a great time. Because yes. It feels like we have the power in our words to determine mm-hmm. what we will, how the relationship will proceed. Is yep. it going to be an exciting relationship by saying nice, exciting things, and a really mean, sad relationship because somebody's saying a lot of mean, cutting words?
Yeah, I think if we can realize how much power our words really have, mm-hmm. we would probably be a lot more careful about things we say.
Oh, very careful, yes.
So the first tip that we have, I think is probably the most important one. It's the power that the person responding has. And what we mean by that is when a discussion is starting, or even if an argument mm-hmm. is starting, it does not officially begin until the person reacting to it decides
to proceed.
Yes.
Yes.
So if I just start yelling at Pesa and I can just be furious yeah. about something.
Yes.
He actually is the one who has the power to determine whether or not that situation is going to continue to grow and if it's going to yeah. turn into an argument.
And this took me a minute to get, because for most of us, we feel like, hey, I'm being attacked right now, so it's right. my part to fight back.
Right.
It's like, I didn't start it, because if she didn't say those words to me, I won't retaliate. But I'm mm-hmm. retaliating just because she said the words to me. So
yeah.
that sometimes can be really crazy, because the understanding that I did not say those words back to her.
Yes. Yes.
We won't be where we are.
And so that feeling of I have to defend myself.
Yes.
Or I have to react to this. I have to
say something.
I have to say my
side. Because I have to say my side of the story, and I'm not going to be a doormat.
Yeah, I refuse to be a doormat. I will answer this. But the answer can come in the form of either you react or you respond. So reacting would be more like you're throwing back the same amount of energy that they just gave you, and you're escalating things. But to mm-hmm. respond is more like, it's a little bit more intentional.
Yes.
You think about it and you're like, okay, I can answer back, mm-hmm. but it's going to be in a way that either calms the situation, or it's just going to be something that keeps it from going beyond the level that it's already at.
Yes.
So, and again, this is I think this is one of the main tips, really.
It's actually, probably, yeah, this is like the most important one, yeah.
But I think it's, at the same time, it's the hardest one to do.
And actually, this one, to me, as you said, is the hardest because it takes some level of maturity to realize that, okay, I'm going to be with my wife for the rest of my life, and this fight is really not worth it. This fight is really not worth it because, and we've talked about this before, that we are on the same team. So if I remember that we're on the same team, and at that moment, and believe me, at that moment, I'm really fuming. I just don't feel like putting up with, because sometimes she's just going to be relentless. The other person will be relentless in their pursuit of starting a fight.
Yeah.
And you just feel like you need to throw one more word back.
Yeah.
And it feels sometimes when you are being a victim, you're feeling like you're the victim. You feel like this always happens to me. This always happens to me. I got to do something about it. This is the only language she understands, or this is the only language he understands. But at that moment, if you can come find a way just to not respond fire with fire, you can really push your marriage ahead. Now, I'm a realist. I know this might not be what will happen all the time. But even if you introduce that in your marriage and it just helps a few times, because you're trying to build that muscle of not responding and like stopping a fight before the fight starts. Yeah. So if you can just start that now.
Yeah.
Yes. And I've done this many times, and believe me, it's...
It works.
It works, but it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. So it's not easy. And there's a lot of times where I just feel like it's not worth it. But the times that I've been able to do it, looking back, I'm like, wow, it really helped out.
Yeah, because there are times when you might feel like, okay, he's picking a fight with me. How can I not fight back?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it's worth it to just either keep quiet and revisit the topic later, or just respond in a way that it actually does not turn into a fight, because
we are real people, and we're real people, and we go through some of these issues, and I'll be lying to you to tell you if I'm telling you that we use this all the time. We realize the power of realizing that the fact that you have the power to start a fight and not just respond and proceed. But you gotta work at it.
Yeah, that one is easier said than done. But it is has most of the power,
yeah.
It is so worth it to try to use that.
Mm-hmm.
So the power of responding instead of reacting.
Yeah.
You're pretty much preventing an argument from developing.
Yes. And just a quick tip that I've used that actually has helped me with the power of responding, not reacting, is when let's say, for example, Whitney is having an issue and I feel like I'm being attacked, and usually we are looking at each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And sometimes we're working on a project and I said something and it's just coming back to me. And so what I find out the best way to do it is I actually move from where I was standing and I move next to her. Dude, I don't know how this works, but it just works like magic. So you move next to her, and now you both of you are standing next to each other and you're facing the problem together. So instead of me being here and we're just going back at each other, I go and stand next to her, and now we are talking, facing the problem or whatever we were dealing with. And for some reason, that just takes the tension down.
Yeah, because I guess if you feel like you're directly across from the person who is upset or saying something that's upsetting,
yes,
then you literally feel like you're being attacked.
Oh yeah.
But if you guys can stand next to each other and you're looking at the problem instead, yeah, of looking at the person.
Yeah, not look at each other. You're looking at the problem.
It is helpful.
Much. It really helps.
It is. And you can, yeah, that just happened a few days ago. We were doing something on the computer and he was asking me, okay, how do I do this? And then when I started giving my ideas, he's like, this is how I usually do it. So I just snapped. I was already, my patients were already like non-existent. And I was like, okay, well, if you know how to do it, then why are you asking me? And so then he came and stood next to me and he's like, and then he kind of like put his hand on my shoulder. And he's like, okay, hold on. This is my question. Can you help me with this? And so we were able to,
yeah,
to work through it that way. And it helped. Yeah. So.
And I'm not saying that I don't argue, but that has really helped. Just being on the same side and deal with the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that kind of goes into our second tip, which is try physical touch when you have to have a difficult conversation. So,
mm-hmm,
I know for us, I don't know about all couples, but I know definitely for us, we do have some topics that are just really tough for us to go over. And so when it's time to have those discussions, you can hold hands.
Mm-hmm.
You can do what we just talked about a few minutes ago, like just being next to each other, and instead of like facing one another.
Yes.
It's hard to attack someone verbally if you're holding hands. It's harder to let a conversation develop into an argument or get out of hand if you guys are touching.
Yes.
Or, you know, it's and I've heard like a lot of really interesting tips where people just say do whatever you have to do to avoid an argument. Even go to a park. Go to a public place.
Or in a restaurant, yeah.
Yeah, or a restaurant where, okay, you can talk, but you're less likely to just, you know,
be cray-cray,
start yelling. Yeah. So that really, I think, if you have to hug, if you have to hold hands, if you have to sit on the couch and whatever, go sit on the bed, whatever works.
Yes.
It's worth it if you can avoid things getting
out of hand,
too heated. Because for a lot of people, it might be, those conversations might be regarding in-laws. Regarding disciplining a child, or it could be
maybe an old friend who's injecting her or his stuff into the marriage, you know. Yeah,
right. It could be finances, money fights, yeah.
Yes,
whatever it is, just do whatever you have to do in order to make sure that you can have the conversation, because the whole point of having it is you're trying to achieve some type of goal.
Yeah.
You're trying to accomplish something.
Yes.
So, but if arguments are getting in the way, then I think physical touch really is a great way to go about that.
A great way to go about that.
And
yes.
Then the third thing is timing. So a lot of the times, here we talk about communication as knowing what to say, how to say it, who to say it, who to say it to, and when you should say it.
Yes.
But in marriage, it really is a huge, huge thing, because if you bring up a serious conversation that you need to have and it's at dinner time.
Oh, yeah.
And that might not be the best time or place to have it.
Or just having this huge conversation just before you get out of the house to go to work.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
And or you're about to drop the kids, or if the kids are crying. You know, there's sometimes that you just can't focus on this great, huge conversation that your spouse wants to deal with it.
If it's a challenging issue that you guys are having, or If it's just something serious that needs to be done, you know, for the household, maybe you're changing your meals or you're changing your schedule or just anything that you're wanting to do and you want input from your spouse, but if it's a stressful time, like for us, dinner time at our house is stressful.
Yes.
Because usually the kids are fussy at that time and it's evening, so everybody's just ready to go to sleep. I mean, that's probably one of the worst times to bring up something like that for us. So for everybody, it could be different, but.
And also it depends what type of conversation. Some conversations can be dealt at that time, but some cannot.
Yes.
Yes.
So if you're constantly being interrupted by something, definitely that's not a good time. So number four is seek to understand.
Okay, seek to understand.
Yep. And I really like this one because I enjoyed the book Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey.
Yes.
And one thing for sure is your ears will never get you in trouble. So if you can get into the habit of listening and trying to understand, okay, where are they coming from right now?
Yes.
What is this about?
Yes.
Before you respond or get frustrated, I think that is just such an amazing way to connect with your spouse because you're actually, in a way, showing them, okay, you matter and your ideas matter and your concerns matter.
Yes.
And I'm going to keep quiet while you let me know. Just let me know what it is that's bothering you or let me know what I can do.
Yes.
Help you with this.
And I've had this many, many, many times, and I'm sure you guys have had it, that we have two ears and one mouth, so we can speak less and listen more. But just the concept of seeking to understand, most of the time we are very objective when we are thinking about the other folks, but very subjective when we are thinking about ourselves. Right. So what that means is if it's the other person, it's very clear, did you make it or didn't you make it? We don't seek to understand where they're coming from. But when it's about us, because we live with ourselves, we know ourselves better, we have the reasons why something happened or something did not happen. So we are basically very subjective and we would really want other folks to understand where we are coming from.
Right.
But usually when it's about other people, we just are very clear and cut dry. Did they make it or didn't they make it? So if we can seek to understand, that can actually help us communicate and just open up those lines of communications to see where that person is actually coming from.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And also, if your spouse does say something that just kind of rubs you the wrong way and you're like, okay, whoa, what? Asking, okay, what did you mean by that first can really, really help you avoid
a lot of
avoid issues there because there's nothing wrong with asking for clarification.
Yes.
So, and there's nothing wrong with just asking, okay, can you repeat that?
Yes.
Can you, okay, say that again?
And just as you said, there's something that I've used and we've used several times in our marriage, and actually it helps bring down the drama down, which is, I don't understand. Can you help me understand that? I don't understand it. So sometimes when you have to restate the same thing twice, the second time you'll be saying it again, thinking about the other person. So the first time you might say something and it might be really stingy. It might really sting your spouse. Like, you might just say something and it's just so mean, but you just felt like you're expressing yourself. But when she's like, oh, I don't understand where you're coming from, can you say that again? The second time when you say it, now you are thinking, okay, how can I make it in a way that she can understand it? But at the same time, you are trying to soften the blow a little bit. So that just using I don't understand has really helped me reduce some of the arguments that I have with my spouse, because she might say something and I'm like, I just don't get it. I don't get it. I don't understand. And she might restate it in a way that it's not what I heard the first time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes.
So tip number 5, which is the last one that we have, is pray.
Great, yeah.
So praying, of course, I believe is an amazing way to just help you overcome any struggle.
Yes.
In life, whether it's in life in general or in marriage. But also, in a way, I feel as though prayer means that you're inviting God to be just right there with you,
mm-hmm.
in the midst of the problem or whatever the challenge is that you're facing, or just simply asking God to guide you so that you can avoid problems as yes. well. So, and one thing that I just learned within the last few years is how important it is to have God as the center of the marriage.
Oh, yes.
Between the husband and wife. That is something that I had never heard when I was growing up. I grew up in a Baptist church, but for some reason, that was never made clear to me, or I just never heard anybody talking about it in that way. So mm-hmm. I honestly do feel as though if you are having a breakdown in communication, that inviting God to be in the middle of that is going to really just revolutionize your marriage.
Yes.
Totally. Yes. What do you think?
I think just stopping during an argument or stopping during an argument, just say, you know what, let's pray.
Mm-hmm.
That really takes down a notch all the anger and the frustration and just the feeling that I have to figure this thing out.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've had this where we are just arguing and we are getting to a point that this is not working. But if you say, hey, you know what? Let's pray about this. At that time, there's a huge deflection. Now it's not about me and you. Mm-hmm. It's about like me and you praying.
Yep.
And then if you add holding hands during the prayer, and now you're also bringing somebody else into the room, which is you're bringing Jesus.
Yeah.
He was still there all the time, but you were just, the emotions were all wrapped up and you just couldn't even think that he was there. So just saying, hey, let's pray, hold, and then now you're bringing Jesus into the story. You're also bringing physical touch because you're saying, okay, let's hold hands and let's pray. After the prayer, believe me, I've done this several times, the argument will not be as intense as it was before the prayer. That's just how it is. Like, a few minutes before, you might be like, just all crazy and fighting and just so upset. And then, hey, let's pray about this. Mm-hmm. Stop, hold hands, close your eyes. You say your prayer, she says her prayer. And mm-hmm. then now you can either have a timeout or continue having the conversation. But things will not be as intense as they were.
Right, yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So that, I mean, that's huge. That's huge. Praying, because the prayer just also takes away all the work that I have to do to fix this. It just becomes much easier.
Yeah. Yeah, when I pray, I feel as though I'm asking for help from yes. someone who is more than capable
yes.
And I just feel like that is a huge relief mm-hmm. for me. I'm like, okay, I definitely can't fix this, mm-hmm. but I know God has the power to fix this.
Yes.
So, and then just as a recap for all the communication tips, these are things that you can do to just prepare yourselves for, you know, arguments will happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's sometimes it feels like it's almost impossible to avoid it.
Yes.
You know, disagreements will happen.
They will always be there. Yes.
So the more prepared we are before these things happen, I think the less trouble we'll have with mm-hmm. it.
Yes.
So we just want to encourage everybody, and we need this more than anyone else.
Yeah, actually, this is actually what we do in our marriage, yeah. and we've done 20-30% of this, and it's a huge, huge change. Mm-hmm. And as we always say, that every marriage has a chance to be awesome and fulfilling, but at the same time, most of the things that we do here at Live Your Best Marriage podcast, also Live Your Best Marriage blog, mm-hmm. are actually meant to help us through a lot of these same problems that mm-hmm. we are going through. So by the research and the coming, reading the books and doing all that stuff, we are actually trying to help ourselves.
Yes.
And in a way, we can also, if we can help one more person with this, it's worth it for us.
Yes. So, and we know that as much as husband and wife love one another so much, there are those moments when you don't like one another very mm-hmm. much, especially when it comes to communication. There will be times when you feel like, okay, I'm really not liking you right now, but these tips can help you go back to that warm feeling of love faster.
Yes.
So again, folks, we just want to be a source of encouragement for all of you, and we will be back in a few days.
Okay, so don't forget to subscribe. And if you're listening to this podcast, know that there's a video on YouTube. You can also go and watch it there. And until next time, bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles. No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99 ways to show love to your spouse.com.